Uber has settled a couple of class action suits in California and Massachusetts that will eventually pay out $100 million to drivers but keeps them classified as independent contractors and not employees. CNET.com says it'll also set up a driver association to address driver concerns. And a key point is that Uber won't be able to terminate drivers at will, and they'll have to establish appeals panels for those that feel they've been terminated unfairly. Drivers will also be able to post signs to ask for tips. Lyft's already been allowing for driver tipping. Uber also won't be allowed to terminate drivers for turning down rides when logged in, which was considered a key issue in considering the drivers as employees. Google I.O. is a month away, and much of the schedule's been posted. According to ArsTechnica.com, a large swath of time will be dedicated to virtual reality talks. VR is an entire content track at I.O. this year, with 7 sessions dedicated to virtual or augmented reality, including one called Google's Vision for VR. The keynote for this year's Google I.O. is May 18th at 10 a.m. Pacific. I'm Clark Reed.